Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim friends. I want to start by talking more about unique features of Jesus' life. Jesus' ability to raise the dead is taught explicitly in both the Quran and the Bible. Raising the dead is a power belonging only to God. So according to the Quran, Jesus has the power to raise the dead. Let's start where Muslims at. The Quran confirms that no one can give life besides God. You read that in Surah 15, verse 23, and Surah 36, verse 12, and Surah 50, verse 43. The Quran states in explicit language that Jesus actually raised the people from the dead. We read in Surah 3, verse 49, Jesus stated that he raises the dead back to life again. And in Surah 5, states that God himself speaks of Jesus' power to raise the dead. According to the Quran, this power has been given only to Jesus. And significantly, all Muslim commentators on the Quran agree that the power to raise the dead belongs only to God. And let me quote to you Surah 36. He, God, says, who can give life to dry bones and decomposed ones? At that say, he, God, will give them life who created them from the first time. According to the Bible, of course, Jesus has the power to raise the dead. One example is when Lazarus, a close friend of Jesus, died, Jesus declared to Lazarus' sister, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. We read this wonderful promise in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple, John, chapter 11, verse 25. I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying, and whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Wow, this is wonderful. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. After he said these words, Jesus came to conquer death and give eternal life to whoever believes in him. Now, notice here, Jesus did not merely said to Martha, I raise the dead. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And remember, Jesus one time in John chapter 10 said, I have come that they may have life and that they have it more abundantly. Jesus gives the believers in him a spiritual life. Jesus' living spirit causes believers in him to be spiritually alive. Why? Because he lives within them. So Jesus gives resurrection to the person who believes in him when he dies and gives a spiritual life to that person when he is alive. Jesus is the resurrection of the dying and the life of the living. When Jesus said, I am the resurrection, I can think of Jesus saying, I am the author and the cause of the resurrection. because he did not merely said to Martha, I raise the dead, but I am the resurrection. Jesus wanted Martha to focus her attention on his person because he is able to make a dead person alive. Now and forever, believers in Christ die like everybody else, but they will rise from the dead because they are united to Christ and possess a life over which death has no power. I want to mention to you a beautiful verse that I read, but let me first say we need to share with our Muslim friends that you can live forever with God. The glorious news of the gospel is that Jesus came and conquered death itself when Jesus bodily rose from the dead and ascended to be with God the Father. He declared the victory over death. Jesus reversed the worst consequence of sin, which is eternal separation from God's presence. And because believers in Christ are united with him, they share in and benefit from Christ's resurrection. Our union with Christ assures our future resurrection from the dead. True believers in Christ will die only physically and will enjoy eternal life in God's presence forever. Now, let me share with you that wonderful verse. Please share it with your Muslim friend. Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. Romans 6, verse 5. Our union with Christ assures our future resurrection from the dead. Beautiful, beautiful assurance that will give you peace of mind while you are living, as you are growing old, and as you are dying, you will have a smile in your face. Hallelujah. We need to share this wonderful news with our Muslim acquaintances and friends. And if you know any Muslim person, invite him to listen to our program every Sunday, or go to my website and listen to previous programs. My Muslim friend, you can be certain that you are going to heaven. You can also be certain within your heart and soul that you are going to heaven. And we will complete this thought next program.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims, without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get two copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. But before I end this program, I want to share a prayer, and I am hoping that you can join me in this prayer. I want to invite my audience who never put their faith in Jesus Christ to do that right now. If you never believed that Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for your sins, and he is your savior from paying the penalty for your sins and from the consequences of your sins, please do that right now. You can repeat these words after me if you mean them from all your heart. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you that you are my savior from the consequences of everything wrong I done, from paying the penalty for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. Make me a child of God. I want to be united with you. I want to have the assurance that I will spend eternity in God's presence because you are in my life and you conquer death and your spirit is eternal and living. Please come to live within me, Jesus, through your spirit. God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for speaking to me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My precious audience, pray with me also this prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, motivate us, equip our fellowships, your church, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. My brothers and sisters, if I can be of any help to you, please don't hesitate to contact me. I am here to serve you. God's grace with you. Peace. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.